When you get angry, do you get Southern? When do you get Southern? I've always wanted to know when you turn Southern.
Only in the bedroom.
Really? You know? You're like, oh, that's some good pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's some, oh, your pussy like a swamp in July, hot and wet.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always wanted to know if you, like, go off and have a Creole accent.
Yeah, well, my lady gives, like, some rough head, so I'm like, ooh, you bite like a gator.
Oh, now, watch out now. Yeah. Oh, you got possum hands on there. Did you, like, Katie, from Boston,
uh-huh,
and she had to work on not having a Boston accent.
Oh,
like,
really?
Her and her brother don't have it. Sometimes it pops out. Did you have to work? Because your parents don't really have
it. I never
accents.
Had it. I grew up in that kind of liberal hub in the middle of the city. So
well,
it was,
grew up in New Orleans.
In the city.
Like in Treme.
Yes.
Like French Quarter.
Right outside the quarter. My parents had a bed and breakfast, so we had all these kind of weirdo Japanese businessmen, hippy dippy, orgy.
So you were like Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, you're like, you showed Elvis how to dance.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I helped
like
Lil
a politician
Wayne.
That's like, aha! Yeah. And you go, young Martin Norman gave him that.
I do declare.
Yeah. But so, did your friends in that area have thick accents?
Some of them. We called them coon asses. It'd be like a white guy with a camo hat with the like a hook on it, like a fishing hook.
Yeah.
And then he had boots in his back of his truck. Yeah, so we
and
had
so those,
them around.
And those were like swamp boys.
Swamp boys who lived like a half hour out but would drive in to go to school.
Because Sean Pat's from Slidell.
Yeah.
And he's brought up the same kind of people.
Oh, really?
Where he's like, yeah, coon asses.
Yeah, they're out there. It's all wildlife and fisheries guys. You know, they wear boots, they wear tight jeans, they do dip.
Growing up in Denver, we grew up in the suburbs, but you would have Eastern Colorado hicks.
Yeah.
That would like go to your middle school and they would show up in like pickup truck, like get dropped off in a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have cowboy boots on.
Yeah, we had the same group, but it just had that Cajun spice running through them.
Did you have any friends that were from the burbs that started talking like that where you're like,
oh, yeah.
In middle school, where you're like, why are you talking black?
Yes.
You don't talk like that.
Oh, we had a lot of that. And we had the guys who would pretend to be coon asses.
So that was the thing. Those were the posers.
Yeah, because girls liked it. They were tough dudes,
really?
You know? Yeah, so
were
you
they
wanted
like
to
the
fit
first
in.
To dip?
Oh, yeah, all that shit.
Drink.
First to dip, get laid, fist fight. You know, they could skin a fish, you know?
So, like, let's say you and your friends are having a party. Bless you. Let's say you and your friends are having a party in high school, and they come over.
Oh, it was bad news.
It was bad?
It was bad. You're like, all right, the mood changed because these guys are here now.
Because honestly, the first time I remember Sean Patton brought it up to me, we were somewhere and I was like, whoa, chill. Like, he was like, yeah, these coon asses. You're like, damn, all right.
No.
You know, real Louisiana, but they're white dudes. You
white
mean
dudes.
White guys.
Yes.
Who are just swamp people.
Swamp guy. They have one silver tooth back here.
Really?
You know, those types. Yeah, yeah. They always had a knife on their belt.
Which one of your friends first started acting like that you were like, you're not a coon ass?
I don't want to say his name, but he bought a big pickup truck. He got it lifted, and he would put mud on it, you know,
no
to
way.
Look like he went mudding out there in the swamp.
So he would go like mark it up.
Yeah, yeah,
and he'd
exactly.
Be like, oh, saw I was down on there with the gator and stuff. And then he goes home. He's like, Mom, are we having soup?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
He was that guy, yeah.
Because I think a lot of us, especially our generation, you know, we're both in our 40s now, but like we saw hip hop when it was mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Rap was like, we grew up with rap. We were like first generation grew up with like Dre and Snoop, Biggie, Pac. Like, we were kids then.
Yes.
But you saw white kids struggling for an identity.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, well, I'll act black.
Yes.
Then it makes it's like they're adding seasoning that you're like, that's not your seasoning.
No, big time. Your name is Caleb.
Yeah.
You know, relax.
And you watch him be like, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
What age do people drop that? Is it mid-20s?
I know. And then do they do that at Thanksgiving? Like, yeah. Yo, fam, hand me the yams or whatever.
I want the big piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My dad would hit me with a piano leg if
because
I did that.
I didn't know that regionally, like the way you're talking about these guys that act like swamp people. List would always bust balls of people that were from Boston that would act like they're from Southie.
Oh,
so they'd act
fucking
go, kid. And he's like, he doesn't. I'm not going to say which comic, but there was a comic when we all started hanging out that would do an over exaggerated Boston accent.
I know who you're talking about.
And it would make List furious.
Yeah.
You know, he fucking hasn't lived there for 15 years.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Well, the real one is more subtle. You can feel him. People like, pack the car.
Yeah.
You're like, get the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah. When they say like Jara or something fucking stupid, and you're like, that's not how you talk.
The worst is when they type in it. They'll text you and you're like, Kah. And you're like, get out of here. Up. Come on. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, there is a comic that types in a Boston accent.
Yeah, yeah.
We both know that you're like, ugh. But you, so like Colorado was, we're so boring.
Uh-huh.
There is no like swamp people.
But you got the Boulder hippies. And
well,
you
that's
got the...
what it is. You see people act like cowboys or you see people get way too into like mountain life.
Yes,
where they're
yes.
like, I'm a snowboarder skier. And you're like, you go like once a year.
Yeah.
So a couple of my friends were super into it and they always resented the people that were like, oh, yeah, I got my pass. That was the big thing.
Oh, the pass.
I got my 5-mountain pass.
With the lift.
And they'd be like, I don't even... My friend Joel snowboarded. He would leave school to go snowboarding.
Wow.
Like, in the afternoon,
what a
he would
life.
Drive up to... Him and Mike and a couple of my buddies would, like, drive up and go snowboarding. And then I was kind of one of the people that would be like, yeah, I went. And I would go, like, once a year.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
You don't even do that. But I would admit it.
Right.
Because I think that's the safe... If you're, like... young and you're looking for an identity, admit that and I think you're okay.
This is gonna get controversial.
Let it
but
rip.
I think that a lot of this like non-binary, that's goth now.
Yeah.
You know, my brother was goth. He had the fingernails, he had the half his hair
really?
Black, half his hair white, he had the eyeliner,
how,
he had the
is
the
he older
net.
Or younger?
Older. Really did, fucked up kid.
But did you
vegan.
I'm fascinated
vegan
by this.
Before vegan. My dad's like, you gotta eat meat. He's like, fuck you, dad. And they're what, going at the dinner table.
What launched it? What launched him being goth?
Well, he was always a sensitive kid.
Sure.
And, you know, all that big
how
reader.
How much older is he than you?
2 years. So, not,
so you,
not different.
So it's not like you were like 10 years younger where you didn't see the change. You didn't
no,
notice
no.
it.
No, I saw the whole thing. He was like, we would fist fight as kids and he would start crying and be like, fuck you and all that. So he was always slamming doors and cutting, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I went skateboard. He went well, goth.
And people don't know this about Norman. Norman can fucking legit skateboard.
Wow, now I'm 40 now.
I'm speaking as a poser.
I'll shit blood if I try to do a kickflip.
I was a poser. I never skated.
Really?
I never skated, never, but I hung out with them. And like me and my friend, Mike McDaniel, we hung out with the skaters, but we never skated. Didn't have a skateboard.
Oh, no.
I know, but I'm admitting it. This is me. This is, for anyone that's like, how can you guys talk shit about these people?
Yeah.
I'm admitting where I was wrong.
Dan Poser.
I was a poser. I bought a Mongoose.
Oh,
didn't know any BMX tricks.
Those things aren't cheap either.
Well, I saved up for it. I still didn't learn.
That's like marrying a Spanish woman and not learning a lick
and
of Spanish.
And not fucking her.
Yeah.
I didn't do any. Dude, I did. I used it for transportation.
Yep.
That was it.
Man.
I just liked the culture.
Yeah.
I liked getting high.
Sure.
I liked smoking cigarettes. I liked kind of being bad without being bad.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I liked the fact that, like, the preppy kids looked down on us.
Right.
But in a way of not, like, it felt like being like, yeah, you up there in your ivory tower.
Right.
But I wasn't skating.
But that's so weird because we were all the low self-esteem losers.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I couldn't play lacrosse or whatever,
we
skateboarded.
And I think that's what it was, is I just didn't have any self-esteem. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I'd hang out with these kids. But then I was too big of a pussy to do any of the crimes that they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would do crazy shit.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
And Mike and I would just hang out and be like...
Yeah.
Like, the crazy... Like, the only thing that I did that was nuts was asking adults to buy us cigarettes.
Oh, come on.
I didn't have that problem doing that.
Yeah, yeah. We would do Yahoos. You ever do Yahoos?
What's a Yahoo?
Oh, that's where like four of you go into a 7-Eleven and one guy goes, which way is 3rd Street? And we all yell, Yahoo! Grab a case of beer and run out.
Oh, all right. That's kind of fun.
It was fun. We got shot at once.
They called them smash and grabs.
Oh, that's the new term, right?
Well, that's what we would call them back in 8th grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we didn't smash anything.
Well, the plan was always... Go in, one guy goes in, creates a distraction to try to pull the shop owner out of the store, and then you can grab everything you want to.
Oh, nice.
But what he would do is, cigarettes were still on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they still had cigarettes up on the counter? And they would go in and grab cigarettes right off the counter to try to get the guy.
Yeah.
But my friend Mitch did it one time. It might have been Mitch or Nick. I forget which one did it, but they grabbed a cigarette and the guy had a club ready and fucking hit their arm.
Whoa.
Like as they were reaching and they were like, and fucking ran out.
Uh-huh.
And then they wrecked his truck trying to get him to come out. And Mike and I just were chilling outside on our bikes on lookout.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were being pussies. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
So they just like fuck this dude's truck. I mean, these like 13-year-old kids, and you're like, man, that's why I get nervous around teenagers in the city.
Oh, they're terrifying. You're
like, they have that thing of like, I'll go fucking nuts.
They got nothing to lose, and it's all that dick energy. You know, yeah. They're just full of jizz. Yeah,
your balls are just so yes. full that you're like, I gotta destroy something.
It comes out in rage.
Yeah, I'm so full of life in my nuts that I have to destroy something.
Exactly. Well, back in the day, they just go to war. Now we don't do that.
Did you smoke weed or cigarettes? Because skaters were the ones, that was the group that, and at least in my where I grew up, they were the first ones to get fucked up.
We got so drunk. I never touched the cigarettes. I couldn't afford, and then weed was I was already an anxious mess, so weed just elevated that, which was bad. So
that's
I would just
probably
booze
for the best.
Yeah, yeah. I look at my friends who wake up and smoke weed, and it looks so fun. They're at a party with a joint. If I did that, I'd be in the corner crying.
Can I tell you right now, as a guy that does that, a lot of the times I'm very anxious.
How do you do it?
I don't know, because when it does work, it's great.
Yeah.
When it does call me, when I'm here at home playing video games, just hanging out with her and the dog, great.
Yeah.
I'll get high and like bump into a comic that I haven't seen in a while.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
This is my hell.
Yeah. And it sucks.
It sucks.
It does suck.
All the bad thoughts go up. The good thoughts are gone. And it's just, they hate me. I said something stupid. It's all insecurity.
And you're like, and they're remembering it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of, when did you start boozing?
Oh, geez, 13. We would just get after it. A lot of Mad Dog 2020. Yeah, a lot of
that was going to be my follow up question. Was what did you start drinking?
Squeezy bottles of vodka, the plastic, you know, the handles,
the Bartons, or the McCormick's.
Oh yeah, all that shit.
Irish name vodka, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
It's going to be bottom barrel, and you're going to be in big fucking trouble.
You got that right.
We used to drink. Because when you get into drink, was it the skaters that got you into drinking?
Yeah, pretty much. And I went to a Catholic high school. You know, I went to public my whole life. My dad's like, it's getting a little dicey. Your grades are horrible. We're putting you in a private school.
Now, what grade was that?
That was ninth grade.
So going into high school.
Yeah. So
you had to change high schools.
Public my whole life. And friends got beat up. Some kids went to jail. One kid OD'd.
Really?
So, yeah.
At like 13?
Yeah. Heroin.
Heroin.
I know two guys who died of heroin and one died of methadone. New Orleans was a dicey place.
Well, that's also the thing is you're in a fucking city.
A boozy party city.
You're in a party city. I was in a suburb of Denver.
Right.
Aurora is just a suburb of Denver. So you're like, the stuff that got to us was regular suburban shit.
Oh, yeah.
Weed, booze. As we got older, ecstasy broke when we were in high school. But cocaine wasn't even around until my senior year.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that you knew people dying of heroin in middle school is
fucking
nuts.
It was bad. I always say New Orleans is Vegas with better food and black people.
That's funny.
You know? And it's just, everything is just
And then you go to North Vegas and you go, the black people are in Vegas.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. My friend lived in Vegas, black dude that lived in Vegas. And he's like, oh, you don't go to North Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, it's fucking it's real shady.
Are there gangs in Vegas?
There's a lot.
Oh,
Vegas
really?
Is a real, outside of the strip, it's a shithole.
Yeah.
Because it's in the desert.
It's desert.
Everything is about gambling, sex. It's all, it's accurate to call New Orleans like Vegas.
Yeah.
Because there is like an element of tourists are coming, dumping in money, getting fucked up.
Yep.
So I bet there's a lot of great schemes in both cities.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, growing up, if every guy comes up and he goes, bet I can tell you where you got your shoes.
Dude, I fell for that.
Yeah, everybody does.
I swear to God, I fell for that in New Orleans, where he goes, I can tell you where you got your shoes. And you go, where? And what is it, on your feet?
On your feet. And then you got to give the guy money.
And he goes, now give me money. And that really is the thing that happened.
It works all the time. My uncle did it to me.
Really?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're fucking family.
Yeah.
Wait, did you... When you're growing up in New Orleans, are you like, I'm going to leave New Orleans? Because where I grew up in the burbs, it's easy to leave the burbs.
Right.
Because you go like, get me the fuck out of here.
Well, it's hard because all your friends want you to lose. You know, it's like all my friends now are line cooks and mechanics.
Yeah.
Growing up. One's a fireman and he made it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like they're like, are you doing comedy? You on stage? What are you, some kind of theater fag? And I'm like, I try to be funny. And they're like, but you're not that funny. And you're like, all right, I guess I'll stay here.
Have you noticed, have they stopped talking to you the more successful you've gotten?
Oh, 100%. When I moved to New York, they would fuck with me and put my phone number on Craigslist.
What?
And be like, oh, he's giving away a PS1. And I would get all these calls and my phone would blow up. And I'm like, God damn it. They couldn't resist.
But when you talked to him, was it a sense of like, we're just busting your balls because you moved, or they're like, fuck you.
No, it was
you to leave?
We were still cool, but there was tension. Like, I'd show back up for Thanksgiving, like, let's get drunk. And then after 8 beers, I'm in a headlock, and they're like, you think you're better than us, you know? So I just had to cut it off.
I mean, I would probably say in the last 5 years, you've really fucking gotten on. Like, you're one of the top guys.
Well, now they're cool with it. Now they're like,
so
hey,
now
we
came back around.
Yeah, we went to high school with this guy. He was a good friend.
So
like,
once they know you,
yeah.
Now it's...
You had to get there.
Yeah.
But the beginning was hell.
Yeah, because they're like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, dude, they shot up my house with paintball guns once.
Man.
I mean, it was great. It was crazy.
When you transfer to the private school...
Yeah.
And the friends that stay at public school, do they feel betrayed?
A little, but you could blame that on the folks.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a big transition for me. Like, uniform, chapel,
really?
Praying. I was, you know, my parents are big hippie atheist queefs, you know, so that was weird.
So you go into this thing, you're like, I don't know what any of this
is.
Oh, my God. Especially if you're not raised around religion.
No way.
Then you're like, wait, I have to do what?
I know. And you had to go to assembly, and there's a marching band. We didn't have any of that shit.
How close were, now, growing up, you're in the French Quarter growing up. How close is the private school to you?
Not that close.
So you have to take a bus, or a parent drives you?
My dad would drive me, and he made it very known that he hated it.
Really?
He was like, when I was a kid, no one drove me to school. And like, all right, we do this every day, Dad.
Trust me, dude, I don't want to go.
Yeah, I don't want to go. And he would always have boxers on, because just like that's how little commitment he wanted to put in it. And he would have one hand in the shorts and one on the wheel.
No way.
Yeah, my dad was a ball-grabbing son of a bitch all day long.
He was Al Bundy-ing on the way to school?
Yeah, but from the bottom in, you know?
Oh,
and
man, that's
huge
nuts.
Balls on my dad.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Big sack on the guy.
Crazy sack.
And then
sack.
Was your brother just in the back crying?
Yeah.
When did your brother, because you watch your brother go into being a goth.
Yeah.
When did you watch him come out of it?
I think college hit, and he was like, all right, well, I got to grow up. What am I doing?
He just scrapes the fingernail pain off. And
yeah.
He's like, you know what? Life is pain, but it's a subtle pain.
Yeah. He went to a public school, and he got beat up within like 2 days.
Yeah.
And my parents took him out, put him in the smart kid school.
Okay.
And then he became goth because it was safe. If he went goth to the other school, they would have killed him.
Smart kid school, you get to really experiment.
Yes.
Smart kid school, alternative high schools.
Uh-huh.
Did you know any of those kids?
No.
My friend Mitch, though, was saying his older brother went to like the alternative high school, and you were like, oh, he's too live for public school.
Right.
Where they're
right.
Like, we gotta send you to a place where it's like it's almost like juvie but school.
Yes, exactly.
And those kids would come around and you're like, do not fuck with them.
No.
They are on their way out.
Yeah. We had a couple of those. These two twins would terrorize the city. I'm not gonna say their name because I'm still scared
of them. Is it like Rougeau?
Yeah, similar.
Is it like, oh, it's the Thibodeau boys are back again.
The Boudreau twins.
Oh, Saint Paul, Le Boudreaux. Everything's like fucking half French.
One is dead now.
Okay.
Got killed in a bar fight, I think. And the other one, I think, is a cop.
Really?
But they would just show up at parties and just start havoc because I think their dad beat the shit out of them. But yeah.
Always what it is. January 4th through the 6th, going to be at the Port in Baltimore. Come on out. Working on new jokes. Going to hang out, have fun to start off 2024. DanSoder.com for full dates and cities. I'm going to be everywhere. So we'll see you in the year 2024. Hope you have good holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the hits. Happy New Year's, and we'll see you in 2024. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Always what it is.
Always.
Always what it is. This guy that was one of the scariest guys, and I won't say his name because he's still alive, I think. One of the most terrifying, he was a year older than us, and he hung out with like, I grew up in Aurora, it was very safe. It was suburbs. There were a couple bad kids. It was middle class, like dead middle class.
Oh, I love middle class.
But North Aurora, kind of closer to Denver, got real bad.
Yeah.
And one of our guys at our high school hung out with the dudes where like, they would come down to where we lived and you were like, you can have the run of the place.
Yeah.
No one's fucking sticking up.
Right.
And there was this guy, and I'll say his name because it's not a real legal name, but there was this older Mexican dude named Spider.
Oh, God. I'm already scared.
And he drove like a hoopty.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he was a boy man. I'm a man boy now, obviously, with all the fucking toys and shit you can see. He was a boy man. Like, he was a man when he was a boy.
Stash at 13.
Stash and like hardcore, like, what the fuck you looking at, bro?
You did
not fuck with him. And one time, me, my friend Dennis, and Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, He was the one that, like, he's the one out of all my friends that's successful.
Yeah.
So me, they're like, HBO. Yeah, right, nice job. Right. They go, yeah, Mike's on HBO right now on Hard Knocks.
And yeah.
Like, cool, but I did mine with Sillies. we're chilling in, you know, like freshman year of high school, you would just like want to stay outside.
Oh, yeah.
You just didn't want to go inside.
Definitely. Adults were inside.
Yeah. Adults were, the rules were inside.
Yes.
As long as you stayed outside. But we were chilling. I think we were all sleeping at Mike's house. We stayed at Mike's house a lot, and it was me, Dennis, and Mike, and we see this Cadillac come down the street and take a left, so go away from us,
uh-huh.
like towards my friend Joel's house, and we're like on the driveway, and we're like, oh, I think that's Spider's car.
Oh, God.
As soon as we say that, the car does a U-turn and starts driving towards us and goes across the street, comes up the driveway where we're sitting.
Oh, God.
And we bail. We go over the fence.
Yeah.
Dude, they chased us into the backyard, and it was him. And he got, dude, to the point where we went in Mike's back door, shut the door and locked it, and this guy, Spider and Andy, were at the door going,
what do they want?
We have no idea.
Oh, my God.
We have no idea. We ran upstairs. And then, like, Mike's parents were like, who's in the backyard? And they took off.
Oh.
And left. I think they were just scaring us.
I think so,
but
too.
If
you ran at 14, someone would chase you.
Always.
That was just the rule.
How fun was that?
I hated it. Because he's running, get him. And you're like, what did I do?
Yeah, but we would do that in the burbs. What you would do is we'd make it look like people were fighting.
Yeah.
And then the car would pull up, and then we'd all split. That was like the rush.
Oh, that's fun.
That was like the prank thing. But it's weird how much you get chased between the ages of 10 and 15.
Well, there was no phone. So you're like, that guy's running, chase him.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't like, I'm scrolling here.
Yeah, that's how the kids stop it now. They go like, whatever.
Yeah, I got a notification.
I'm getting a notification, I'm getting chased.
Yeah.
but really, if you think about it, it's the worst group to chase is 10 to 15. Because they're agile.
Yeah.
They can fall and get right back up.
Yeah, yeah. And we can hide in little cubbies and shit.
Chase 35 to 45.
That's a win.
We're groaning. We're sighing. Yeah. We're going to get winded.
Right.
Learn which of your prey to chase.
Well, I feel like most of our childhood was fear.
Yes.
Like, you go to the party, say the wrong thing, you get chased by this guy, you got El Spider-O on your fence, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a big part of it, because there was nothing to do but taunt, torment, or be tormented.
And without phones, you were in it.
Yes.
You were in it every day.
You were in it.
God, the bus? Did you have to ever have to ride a bus?
I never did the bus.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, man. Bus stops are a microcosm for all of that. You go to the bus stop, there's a pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared. Like, the cool kids are in the back of the bus.
It's like jail.
It really is. And it would be like, I think that's what really got me smoking cigarettes, was because it was an immediate status upgrade.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, Soder smokes? Wow, he's hanging out with all the skaters. Like,
right.
You wouldn't get picked off if you were in a group.
Well, it's like the Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
You're like, I guess I got to go with these psychos.
You're like, I personally like black and brown people, but I got to keep my ass safe in Rikers.
Yeah, I'll get that swastika tat. Yeah. Bring it
you
on.
Know, I would prefer to do the shamrock, but I'm not going to murder a guy inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, you grow up in a place like, did it seem crazy to you at the time, like, oh, we're in New Orleans? Or you're just like, nah, this is just where we grow
up.
Well,
I'll tell you what happened is when you'd go to your friend's house in the burbs and he'd leave his bike on the front lawn, the doors open, his mom's got orange slices, and you're like, this is heaven.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
So
and
our
then you go
boredom
back home.
Was your heaven.
Oh, my God. Just safety and that freedom of just like, oh, yeah, the bikes are fine. You're like, what are you kidding? They're gonna take the wheels off.
Yeah.
And
they're gonna get stripped down.
Yeah.
When did you start hanging out in the burbs a lot? How old were you?
High school, you would go out to the burbs just like, sleepovers
so
and parties.
The Catholic school, you meet kids from the burbs.
Yes, completely. And that was huge. That was eye-opening.
What was their reaction to coming to where you lived?
Some of my friends' parents wouldn't let them sleep over. They would drive up, see the house, be like, let's get out of here. This is
no
crazy.
Way.
Yeah, call them. And this poor cell phone. So you would drive up, They would keep driving, and no I was on the porch like, what happened?
You had friends bail on sleepovers?
Yeah, well, you had these like crazy soccer mom ladies who were just like, oh, this is too dangerous. And then, you know, I grew up in this crazy dilapidated mansion, so they're like, you're not sleeping there.
You grew up in a haunted house?
On the window flapping.
Yeah.
And there's a trans guy with a wig at the front door.
Yeah, your brother is sitting there with bloody arms.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you got a Frankenstein fucking butler.
He's recreating the Crow outside.
He's like, sorry, only, beware, all that lives here is pain. Yeah. And you're like, that's Mark's older brother. We're fine.
Yeah.
Do you ever make fun of your brother for being goth?
Nah. I don't want to hurt him. Yeah. He's very sensitive.
Yeah, that, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That, he wasn't playing a part.
No.
He actually did find his right group.
He
if
did.
You're sensitive enough, goth could be where you land.
But goth had that weird through line of rage of like, more human than human. Yeah. You know, that was going through his head all the time.
Yeah. He's got a fucking Rob Zombie riff playing, and
right.
he's like, because you do got to pump yourself up to cut yourself.
Yeah, good point. Good
you can't
point.
Just like, no one relaxingly goes like, ow.
Yes,
you got to be like, oh, oh. So you put on White Zombie.
Right. I'm going to fuck ever, you like an animal. Yeah.
Just Nine Inch Nails and Machine Rock.
Yeah.
Did you ever, when he came back from being a goth, were you ever like, good to have you back?
A little bit, yeah. You know, like, hey, we're watching a movie. It's fun.
Yeah.
Good times. And now he has kids. He's just a dad now.
Yeah. That is interesting because we're all grown up now.
Yeah.
So to see the people either go through the phase where they act black or they're goth.
Yes.
Or they're the coon asses.
Yeah, it fizzles out. But I mean, that's going to happen with kids now. Like, oh, I thought you were bi, trans, gay. Yeah. And they're
they go,
like, well,
I identify as just a bored kid now.
Yes. I've evolved out of it or whatever the hell.
I mean, did your friend that acted like a swamp guy, did he come back to
be like, yeah, oh yeah. Well, again, he had like a nice house, rich family, so eventually you just go like, I'd like to have money and, you know, a car and hang out.
You wonder if the effort isn't worth it after a while.
Totally.
If you just wake up one day and you're like, I'm not going to talk like that.
Yeah, well, that's how strong that
you wake
passion.
Up and be like, yo, my man. I'm sorry. Hey,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah. Well, that's how strong it is to want to fit in. You'll go that far.
Yeah.
You'll wear a costume. You'll Andrew Dice Clay it.
I mean, I remember, for me, I tried to fit in by playing football. I mean, I loved football, and I wanted to play football. But I really thought, like, oh, I'll fit in by playing football. And then I wasn't good.
Yeah.
I could, like, hit hard, but I wasn't, like, good at the sport.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of how I was like, oh, I'm funny. And then by the time I was a junior or senior year, I was like, oh, I'm just, like, a funny stoner guy.
Yeah, well, that's like a fun group, too.
But it is a fun group.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel more comfortable.
Of course. You find, well, that's what comedy was. Remember when you first started doing comedy? You're like,
dude,
my people!
It was.
I can say anything around you guys.
I remember when you hung out with Joe List the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and I hung out a couple nights later, because you were hanging out with Matt Ruby.
Yeah.
Because I knew Ruby when I first started, and then you moved here from New Orleans.
Yeah.
We all moved here in 07, right? Did you move here in 07?
Yeah, late 07.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was here at the beginning of 07, and I met List when he moved in the spring, but I would hang out with Ruby, List, our friend Joe Alexander, and then you showed up, started hanging out, and I remember List and you hung out, and I remember specifically what he said. He goes, hey, he's one of us.
Oh.
He goes, he just wants to talk bits. He wants to talk about old specials.
Get drunk.
Get hammered and go
Rock.
Do horrible mics.
Yes.
And then try to sneak into the cellar to watch Geraldo or fucking Attell.
Yeah, those were the days. Just mooching free booze, drink tickets, drinking whatever's on the bar.
Going to like, what was the mic that, Ochi's Lounge?
Oh, yeah.
With
Every
Sean
week.
Donnelly ran that in the basement.
Every week, yeah.
But it really was a thing of like, I remember meeting comics, talking about meeting your own. It was the first time I met grown dudes that I could talk professional wrestling with.
Oh, yeah.
That immediately I wasn't called gay.
Totally. That was nice.
Everyone I knew in Arizona, everyone I knew in Colorado, I'd be like, bring up wrestling. And they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And comics were the first people that I met that admitted to playing with action figures late in the life.
Yeah, good point.
Where I was like, oh, we're all nerds.
Yeah.
We're all nerds of a different breed.
That's what it is.
That come together.
We're all nerds, and it was comforting because we're all thinkers.
Yeah.
And we don't judge. sorry, a little semen.
Yeah.
We don't judge so quick. Like if I asked you, like, you think pedophiles who fuck little boys, get made fun of by pedophiles that fuck girls.
And then you're like, and then it's an hour conversation.
Now it's out to count. Well, you do, that
do they call them gay?
Yeah.
Do they like, or is that like the veal of pedophile?
Exactly.
Is like boy butt better than little girl pussy?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
These are the things we want to discuss.
Our pedo's like, six-year. You know, can they tell the difference with a kid?
You don't want a kid that's athletic. It strains the meat.
Yes, yes. A little flabby, not a fat kid, though. Yeah. So we can do that, but you do that at the quad in college, and people are like, this fucking guy's a pedophile. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
You know what's weird is, because where did you go? You went to LSU.
Yeah, I got failed out of three colleges. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What three schools?
I went to LSU for 10 minutes, failed out of there, because that's like actually a pretty good school.
So, yeah.
And then I went to Southeastern, which is in Houma, Louisiana.
Houma?
Yeah, yeah. No Houma. And, and then I went to UNO, originally New Orleans University, failed out of there quick. So I finished up online.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got a Phoenix University?
No, I couldn't even get into that one.
You got DeVry?
Yeah, basically. Got? I got a Baton Rouge Community College.
Baton Rouge, which sucks because now you're in the town of the university
Yes, but I'd still go to those parties.
That's great.
And they're like, what are you majoring in? I was like,
Do you cheer for LSU?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you technically, you're like, I went there.
Kind of, yeah.
My friend Joey grew up in Colorado, never even been to Louisiana, huge LSU fan.
Go Tigers.
And I got Go Tigers. But I remember going there and being like, I bought a merch and I mailed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, but you didn't even go here.
I know.
Why am I doing this?
Stolen valor.
But I do that with University of Colorado. I never went there, but I grew up loving the Buffs.
There you go.
And so when Dion came back, when Dion took over, I was like, I love the Buffs.
Yeah.
But I did feel a little bit. It was, you know what? It was adult poser. I felt like an adult poser.
There you go.
If we don't call this episode posers, we're really fucking up.
Yeah, Parker Posner.
Yeah, but I remember when I went to U of A, I went to Arizona, and I didn't fit in.
Yeah.
I didn't fail out because my mom made it like pretty clear, like, please, for me, get a college degree.
That's the same.
She's like, I don't give a shit what you do with it. Just please give me that degree. But I did not like the social scene. It was too fratty. It was too rich kids from San Diego and Long Island. I just didn't. I had my friends. I definitely made friends. I had some good friends. But I immediately started doing radio and comedy. Mm. And when I found the comedy club and I got comfortable there at Laughs, that was my party.
Oh,
like,
right.
Oh, I'll go. On a Thursday night, everyone would go to the bar. I'd be like, well, I'm going to go do the mic.
Yeah.
Or try to get a guest set.
Right.
Because that was big.
That's huge. Wait, so you started young.
I started at 21.
Okay.
I started my junior year of college, which is where I started doing stand-up.
Oh, man. So is that Lake Havasu? Is that over there?
Havasu's in Arizona.
Okay.
But I never went, like, spring break for me would be like, oh, I can go do the road.
Wow.
I can go host at Laughs Albuquerque.
Wow.
Or go do, like... Here's where I was lucky starting in Arizona. A lot of casino gigs.
Really?
So they needed openers.
Yeah.
And I want, you know, it's like kind of like when we started hanging out in New York, we would go do whatever mic we could.
Sure.
Wherever there was a mic, we could do it. That's kind of how Arizona was.
Yeah.
Where they were like, you can do this fucking, the Desert Diamond Casino, but it's going to suck. And you're like, I'll do it.
Yeah, of course.
And they're like, can you do 30? You're like, yeah, but you can only do 8.
Wow, you got great exposure quick.
But not to good comedy. Dude, I love hanging out with you.
Hey, is
we
it over?
Rarely do it.
That flew by.
Yeah, but I told you when you were like, what's the podcast? I was like, this is it.
This is great.
I just want to ask you questions I've always wanted to ask you.
Well, it's good because some of these pods, you got to come in with a poem and a haiku and it's all this story bullshit.
And we're going to edit it down to like one premise.
Oh, really?
And then we release that. He's a fucking wizard.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. He like we're going to get it where it's like a nice, tight, concise. But for plugs, marknorman.com.
MarkNormanComedy.com.
MarkNormanComedy.com.
Some realtor cunt got Mark Norman.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
One of the best working stand-up comics out there. A true mensch. A guy that loves comedy in a way that's... I love watching him write jokes. I love watching him work jokes. He's always been one of the real ones.
Oh, man, jeez.
MarkNormanComedy.com. Listen to Tuesdays with Stories.
Yes, we might be drunk.
Protect our parks when it happens.
Oh, yeah, we're back on next week.
Are you?
Yeah, those take a week off your life. We just go so hard.
You guys
hard.
Do 4 hours.
4 hours of shrooms, booze, pill, coffee, sometimes
that
Molly.
That sounds incredible.
And that's just what Ari puts in your drink when you're in the bathroom.
I love you, dude. Thanks for coming
by. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, MarkNormanComedy.com. And yeah, bye.
I'm Kevin Hart.